God be the glory. I want to give praise and honor to God Almighty, who has given me the opportunity to be a vessel of honor today, bringing you the way of God. Of course, the way of God is the Word of God. I've always told you that when you are listening to the Word of God and hearing the Word of God and doing the Word of God, then you are living on the way of God. Today, the Lord has given me opportunity to share something with you. It is called seeking and finding God. Seeking and finding God. Now, to seek means to look for, to want to know about, to go all out and searching for, to research. Yeah, when you want to find something, you start looking for it. You start inquiring about it. You ask people. You may go on the internet and start searching. You find a way to get the result, the question you have, you're looking for an answer to it. It is exact same way when we speak about seeking God so that we may find Him. It's an action. It's something that you and I have to actually do. I cannot passively sit and convince myself that I am seeking God. In other words, that I am looking for God. I actually have to take some steps in order for me to be able to find God. Now, we're looking to such steps as we continue to share the Word of God. But I want to begin with the good news. The good news is that if we seek God, we will find Him. If we look for God, we will find Him. Here, because He already said that. He said, if you seek me, I will make myself found by you. I will make myself known to you. I will reveal myself to you. And since God is not one who will lie, since God is one who will always watch His words to perform it, since God is one who speaks and His words will never return to Him void, I think it's a good news to know that if God says that you will seek me and you will find me, then we can take that, we can accept that, we can receive that. I thought I should begin with that note first, that if you begin to seek God, you definitely will find Him. If you look for Him, if you inquire about Him, He will make Himself available to you. I just want to stress that as a very important base for you to begin, and it will encourage you to want to seek God. Where did I find that? Turn with me, please, to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 2 is one scripture that assures us that if we look for God, if we seek God, if we ask Him to get involved in a situation, He will show up. He will show up. Let me read that to you. The Bible says, and he went out to meet, this was Azariah, the son of Obed. He went out to meet Asa, who was the king, and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. If you forsake Him, He will forsake you. The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. Only if you forsake Him would He forsake you. But if you seek Him, He will be found. You will find Him." So that is the number one good news, and that is the basis for the words that I'm sharing with you today. Now, we said you seek for God. How do you seek for God? You seek for God, you search for God, number one, through His words. God is His words. In the beginning was the Word. The Bible says the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh to dwell among us human beings. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the Word. So when you and I begin to read our Bible, which is the Word of God, then you are seeking to know God. You are seeking to find out about God. And God is saying, if you're seeking to know me, if you're seeking to find out about me, if you're seeking to know what I am interested in, I will show up. I'll make sure that I reveal myself, that you may see me, that you may find me, that you may know me. So the very first way I want to introduce to you as to how you can begin to seek God is by you getting friendly with your Bible. Daily searching, daily seeking, meaning daily reading of the Word of God. So when you open your Word and the Word of God and you begin to read, that is an act of seeking God. And as you read, now the Word is life, okay? That when the Word enters into your heart, you find life. When you begin to read, you gain knowledge. Okay, this is the will of God. Okay, this is what God wants me to do. Okay, this is what God does not appreciate. For instance, if I were to take you to the book of Proverbs, right, which says that there are six things that God hates, even seven are abomination unto Him. Yeah, you can only find that in the Word. So when you go into the Word and you read that, then you have found God. You have found what God likes. You have found what God hates. So how difficult is it to find God? I think it is not. If I read His Word, I find Him there. God is His will that is exposed to us in His Word. That's the will of God. Once I find the will of God, I have found God. Right? He says, you will seek me and I will make myself available. I will make myself found by you. The Word of God, if you will read it, will say, love the Lord your God with all your heart. All right? The second commandment will be just like that. Love your neighbors as yourself. So when I go into the Word and I read, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and I begin to do that, I have found God. Once I found His will and I begin to do that, there we go. Love your neighbors, and I begin to do that. Yes, I have found the will of God, which means I have found God. Do you understand? Now, if you say, okay, God is in His words. If I read His words, I will find Him. Fine, we got that established. Now, with what do I begin to find Him in His words? I say, all my senses, all your senses need to come to play. If you're looking for something, right, you open your eyes, you open your eyes, right? If it's not in the same vicinity of where your eyes can see, you may need to take a step for back or forward, or you may need to travel to somewhere, you may need to go to the library, you may need, so your legs are also involved. You get to move, you get to go where you need to go in order to find what you're looking for. Therefore, not only should my eyes be open to read the word, yeah, my ears also get involved to hear the word. I must be open to listening to the word of God, maybe sermons in my church, maybe sermon tapes, right, that I put in my car as I'm traveling. So as I'm listening and listening and listening, I am finding out about God, and thereby I am able to do the will of God. So my eyes will help me to read, my feet will take me to church. Fellowshipping is part of seeking God. When I leave my house and I go to fellowship with other brethren, and we're discussing the word of God, I am finding out the attitude of God, the character of God, the likes of God, the don'ts of God, the do's of God. These are various ways by using all my senses, right? I will use my eyes, I will use my hands, take that Bible, flip it, and read what is the will of God. Go and Google and research, and so that you can find out more about the will of God. I use my mouth. You use your mouth also to seek God. This is in prayer. We seek God not only through reading His words, we seek God in prayer. Now, Second Chronicles chapter 15 that I was reading to you, you will understand it if you will first go back to chapter 14. All right, the Bible says that the king Asa had rest on every side for the first 10 years of his reign. No war, no battle, no disturbances. He had rest all through. But the nation of Ethiopia later on came against him. They had a million men and 300 chariots that came against him. But in the meantime, he had 300,000 men and 280 chariots, making 580 total battle men. Whereas the king of Ethiopia had 1.3 million battle men. Therefore, Ethiopia definitely had an upper hand. And if we look at the numbers, we should assume that the man with the 1.3 soldiers will defeat the man with 580 soldiers. But this man, Asa, with fewer army officers, he just went to God, sought God in prayer. He sought God in prayer. In chapter 14, 2 Chronicles, verse 11, Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, "Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you." And the Bible says in the very next verse, verse 12, "So the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa, and Judah and the Ethiopians fled." So you can seek God not only by reading His words, and you will find when you're reading that He can give you victory even if you have no power, even if your supporters are fewer than those of your opponent. By reading the word, you will find out that God can fight for you. That's one. Number two, by praying, You are inquiring of God. You're asking God to get involved. Whenever you're praying, you're seeking the face of God. So Asa prayed. Say, Lord, I know that you can give me victory. I know it costs you nothing to help me. You don't need a lot of people. You don't, just because I have fewer soldiers doesn't mean you can't help me. And to God be the glory. The Lord God struck the enemies of Asa, and his enemies fled from before him. So here Asa found God. Asa found the help that he sought for from God. So if there is a Christian who is not praying, that Christian is not seeking the help of God. If there is a Christian who is not reading the word of God, that Christian is not seeking to know the will of God, not to increase in his or her knowledge of God. So one key factor is reading the word and listening to the word constantly, continuously, that you are seeking to know him. When you're praying, you are seeking to know the Lord. You're seeking to know the Lord. Our eyes are involved as we read. Our ears are involved as we hear. Our legs are involved as we go to places where we can find more about the living God. I pray that grace will abound over your life so that you can continue to seek God. He already said you will find him. I saw something in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13. It says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Didn't I say all organs, all senses get involved in researching, in seeking, in looking for God? He says, if you will seek me with all your heart, you will find me. God is a caring God. He wants to commune with you. He wants to live with you. He wants to live inside of you. He wants to solve your problem. But he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to give him permission to get involved in your life and in your situation. So whenever, I think seeking God is also a sign of surrender, that I need you. Oh Lord, I need you to get involved in my life. I want to know more about you. I'm interested in you. I love you, God. So whenever you're praying and you're listening or reading his words, most definitely you're expressing your love toward him. How could you express your love toward God and he wouldn't express his love in return? After all, he loves us. The Bible says, for God loved, he so loves us that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to us, that if any one of us will accept, if we will believe in his Son, that we will not perish, but we will have everlasting life, that we will be saved. Jesus loves us. There is absolutely no doubt about it. But we can get to know him more, this man who loves us, by looking for him. If you seek me in prayer, I will show myself mighty, giving you what you desire. If you seek me by reading up on what I have already said, by wanting to find out what is my will, I will reveal myself to you. Now, how frequently, if I may ask, how frequently should we be seeking God? Turn with me the same 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Now look at verse 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 thereabout. We are to seek the Lord continuously. We have to seek his presence. How often? Continuously. And I want to encourage you that because you prayed yesterday does not mean you don't need to pray today. Because you read the Word of God, you read your Bible yesterday, does not mean you are good for today. You don't need to read the Word. God wants you to seek Him continuously, and He wants to present Himself to you continuously. He wants to present His love and His mercy to you. How frequently? Continuously. Continuously. So you and I must continue to be in the presence of God continuously, looking for His will about matters of life continuously. And He is glad. He is glad to reveal Himself to us. How often? Continuously. I'll take you to Luke chapter 11, verse 10. Let's see what that word says. Luke chapter 11, verse 10. I'm flipping through my Bible here. I hope maybe you have opportunity to look into your Bible also. But if not, let me read it to you. It says, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish? This is 11:11 I'm reading. Luke chapter 11, verse 11. If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, human beings are evil, if we are evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? So if you seek God for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, God is saying, sure, I'll reveal myself. I'll give you the Holy Spirit. I'll pour my Spirit upon you. I will fill you with my Spirit if you ask. I will fill you with my Spirit if you ask. This is what the Lord God Almighty is saying. Now, verse 9 of chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 9 says, And heal the sick. He was just talking. Let me take you to. It'll be good if I go to verse 8. Let me start from verse 8. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whatever city you enter and they don't receive you, go out into its streets and say the very dust of your city, which cling to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, notice that the kingdom of God has come near you. Now, this was an instruction given to the disciples. Jesus was just telling them, this is what you do, this is what you do. The 70 went out, and he was going to instruct the 70, if you get to a place and they receive you, stay right there, teach them the word, baptize them. If they don't receive you, shake off the dust of your feet, walk away, right? This is how to know the will of God as an evangelist, for instance. Right? So if you're going out there and if you get rejection, Jesus says this is how you deal with it. If you get a reception, this is how to deal with it. So by looking into the Word of God, you know how to deal with rejection when you're doing the work of evangelism. Instead of getting mad, instead of cursing the people out, instead of stopping entirely and saying, well, maybe I'm not cut out for this. How come Jesus is going to send me on an errand and He's going to just make a fool of me like that? No, He says, when you are rejected, this is how to handle it. right? So you have now found God in His Word when it comes to the area of rejection in evangelism. May the Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. I flip back again before I bring this message to a close. St. Luke chapter 11, verse 10. Let me just flip right back there. It says, "For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to whom who knocks, it will be opened." I want you to begin now. From now on, to begin to seek for God. You will find Him. Knock on His doors. He will make Himself available. All right. Ask Him in prayers. He will answer you. Look for His will in His words. He will reveal Himself to you. And do it continuously. Do it diligently. The Bible says anyone who seeks the Lord diligently, he will not miss His reward. The Lord rewards those who seek Him diligently, seriously, continuously. I pray for grace over your life from today on to seek God with all your heart, to seek God with everything that you have. You will spend your money, buy a Bible, spend your money, buy a CD, spend your money, buy a book that tells you more about God. You are seeking Him. And He said He will allow Himself to be found by you. To God be the glory. If you ask, you receive. If you seek, you find. And I just want to invite you, in case you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I am asking that you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will make Himself known to you. He will make Himself seen by you. You will begin to know and experience His power, and your life will never remain the same. Jesus came to die for you and for me. We all have sinned and have come short of His glory. But all of us who come to Him, all of us who confess Him and believe Him that He is our Lord and Savior, He will in no wise cast us out. He will not cast us out. He will receive us and grant us salvation. If you want to give your life to God today, would you please repeat after me? Dear Jesus, I surrender to You. I am a sinner, but you have come to clean my sins away and make me a new person. Forgive me of all my sins today. Come into my life, and I will not return to those sins by the reason of Your help, by the blood that You shed on Calvary. Thank You, Jesus, for forgiving me and for receiving me unto Yourself. To God be the glory. It's that simple step that you have taken, and I believe that the Lord has accepted you. Now find yourself a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching church, and get there where you begin to read the Word, seeking Him again, where you begin to pray unto Him, seeking Him again, and you will find God. The Lord be with you until another time. While I bring you the way of God, I am Pastor Abraham. Obadiah God be with you.